If you would please go ahead and turn to 1 Thessalonians. If you go on to 2 Thessalonians, you've gone too far. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
All right.
Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word to your people.
Lord,
I pray that you give me the words to speak
so
that others would hear your word and apply it to their lives. Lord, we thank you for this day.
Yes.
We ask that you be with us during the service, for it's in Jesus' name that I pray and ask it. Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible here tells us that we are to give thanks in all things.
Yes.
This morning in my Sunday school class, I asked the boys, I said, can you give me three things that you're thankful for? And, you know, they gave me answers sort of like we would answer. You know, they're thankful for being saved.
Yeah.
They're thankful for Jesus. You know, and these are all wonderful things. They're thankful for their family. You know, some of the things that we'd all be thankful for.
Yeah. Amen.
But how about giving thanks in the other areas? Mm-hmm. How about the trials?
Yeah. Right, brother.
Can you give thanks in the trials when the chips are down and when the road looks dark?
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy to praise God and give thanks when you're standing on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to praise God when you're down in the valley.
Amen.
And you know, every now and then, we all will walk through the valley.
Yes, sir.
The Christian life is a constant up and down of highs and lows.
Yeah.
And that's where your faith comes into play.
Yes, sir.
You know, when Job was struggling, Job had everything prior to losing everything, and yet he still praised God. He still gave thanks.
Yes, he did. Amen.
Even when he lost everything, he said, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Wow. Amen.
How many of us can say that?
Right, brother.
I mean, if we're really thinking about it deeply inside, how many of us can say that we would say the same thing?
Yeah.
We have people in our church right now who are hurting, whose faith is being tested.
Right.
That's also why I believe the Bible calls us to pray for one another, because there are times when our own faith in our own walk will be shaken to its core that we may not even have the power to pray on our own.
Yeah.
And that's why we need all of us to pray for one another.
Amen.
So we've covered the fact that we give thanks for God for the many blessings that He's given us. We understand the need to thank Him for the trials that we go through, because trials are what grow us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Trials are what make us more and more like Jesus.
Yeah.
And when we go through trials, we don't like it.
Mm-mm.
It feels uncomfortable. We don't like, I personally do not like not having control over things.
Yeah.
And when then I realize that I'm not in control of anything.
Amen.
God's in control of everything, but I seem to forget that every morning. I get amnesia and forget that.
Yeah.
But God's in control of everything, and the more times that we can just lean on Him and know that whatever we're facing, God has already gone before us, He's already made a way, and we just need to sit back and let Him take the wheel and trust Him.
Yeah.
But how often do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time doing that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about when God wants to correct an area of our lives? He sees something that inside of us that needs changing.
Yeah.
One of the very first things that the Lord worked on me about when I got saved was my speaking, my mouth. He said, Brian, we can't have you talking like a sailor. You were never in the Navy, so you don't have an excuse.
Right. Yeah.
He worked on my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Because He's making me more and more the likeness of His blessed Son.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I got a long way to go. I have not arrived yet. But when I look back on that trial and see what He did back then, I can give thanks in a moment now when I probably couldn't back then because I didn't see what was going on.
Yeah, amen.
You see, I explained to the boys in my Sunday school class this morning is that we, as people and as humans, as flawed individuals,
mm-hmm.
We oftentimes look at God. We view God through the lens of our circumstances.
Right, that's true.
If we're doing good and everything is going good, we're praise God. Everything is going good. We're doing great.
Yeah.
When things are down, not so much praising going on. More like, God, why is this happening to me? Why aren't you helping me?
Right.
What did I do to deserve this?
Right. Come on. Amen.
We need to start looking at our circumstances through the lens of God and how He sees things.
Amen.
If we continue to look through our circumstances through the lens of God and see the bigger picture of what's going on, then we can easily realize that we're not in control anyway.
Yeah.
So, let go and let God.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
And you know, we shouldn't, when Jesus is trying to work on us and God's trying to work on us, we should celebrate that in reality.
Yeah.
We don't, but we should. And
right.
and the reason why is if you can, go ahead and turn to Proverbs for me.
That's good, brother. Amen.
Proverbs chapter 3, please. Everybody with me?
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Now in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible says, "My son, despiseth not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction."
Mm.
You know, see, we shouldn't despise that. We shouldn't not want to have that, because when God does an area in our lives, when He wants to work on us in an area of our lives and He wants to correct an area, we should rejoice in that, because God doesn't correct the children that aren't His.
Amen.
And that's something we all need to grab a hold of. Because
yeah.
if you weren't a child of God and He didn't have something for you and didn't have a plan for you in your life, then He wouldn't. There's plenty of other areas God could be working on if you weren't one of His children.
Right.
But because you are one of His children, because you put your faith and trust in Him, because you believe on Him, and because of the power of the work of the Holy Spirit, then He's going to continue to work on you all the days of your life.
Yes, amen.
And we're to welcome that.
Yes.
It's hard for us to welcome that in the midst of it, because in the midst of it, it's uncomfortable.
Mm.
We also have been, you hear the old expression, you know, well, they're just old and set in their ways. Well, we could say that about some of us, too, especially in areas of our lives that aren't really good.
Right. That's so true.
We need God to break those chains, to break those ways.
Please, Lord.
You know, help us. Don't despise the chastening of the Lord, because if He chastens you, that means He loves you.
Amen.
It means He wants to work on you.
Amen.
All you moms know about disciplining your children, it's not easy. You don't want to do it. But you got to do it, because it's for the betterment of the child.
Right.
And we're all God's children. And He wants a betterment for us.
Yeah.
So we're to give thanks in all things.
Yeah.
In everything. So do you. You pray over your food.
Mm.
Whether you're at home or whether you're out somewhere.
Yeah.
Pray over your food.
Mm-hmm.
Let others see you pray over your food. Because let your light shine so bright that they will see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
I saw somebody the other day out at lunch, and just like normal, prayed over my food. And I saw another couple pray over their food. And I made a point before I left to go over there and tell them.
Yeah.
It really made an impact on me to see you pray over your food.
Because
you don't see it anymore.
Right.
You don't see it no more. So when you see people pray over their food, tell them. It strengthened them. Iron sharpens iron.
Amen, brother.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 1, the Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good.
Mm.
His mercy endureth forever." See, David is telling you here to give thanks.
Yeah.
We need to give thanks for God's mercy.
Exactly.
We all need God's mercy.
Amen.
I need His mercy. You need His mercy.
Yes.
We can't do anything apart from Him.
Mm, thank you, Lord.
In Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful."
Yes, amen.
It goes on to say in verse 17, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him."
Amen.
The Bible speaks over and over again about how we're to give thanks.
Yeah.
I told the boys in our Sunday school this morning, I said, you know, we will never run out of reasons to give thanks to God.
Good.
I can see you.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I have sight.
Yeah.
I can hear you. I'm thankful that I can hear.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for our home. I'm thankful for my job that provides a way for me to take care of my family.
Right.
Who God provides all this for me.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Every good and perfect gift comes from above.
Amen. Amen.
And we're to thank God for it.
Yeah.
We're to thank Him for our blessings. I thank Him for my wife.
Mm,
I thank
you.
Her for being the wonderful mother for my children. I couldn't have asked for a better mother for my children.
Bless you, Lord. Amen.
I'm thankful for God for loving me.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that my performance didn't dictate whether or not Christ would die for me.
Amen.
Because I would have failed.
Mm.
I'm thankful that when He went to that cross at Calvary, and everything, that He knew, regardless, my mistakes, my failures, my shortcomings, and even with Him knowing all that, He still climbed up on that cross for me.
Yeah.
And He did the same for you.
Mm.
And we have every reason to thank Him.
Mm.
So thank Him regularly.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I thank Him for the day.
Yeah.
Even when I don't even know how that day is going to go. But I thank God for giving me another day. For giving me another chance to go out there and to do whatever He has me to do.
Amen.
I want to do things to glorify the Lord. I want Him to use me as He sees fit. And I want to thank Him for it.
Yes, sir.
When you're thankful for all that you have, it's hard for this world to fill you with the desires of the world.
Yeah, amen.
It's hard when you're thankful for what you have, it's hard for the enemy to try to fill you with covetousness.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm in different customers' houses all the time, and some of these customers' houses, their bathroom is bigger than my whole living room. But I'm thankful for what I have.
Amen.
Because if God wanted me to have that, He would have given me that.
Amen.
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people who have all this material stuff that we value and we covet so much, you know, they don't even know God. Which means that the closest thing they're ever going to get to heaven is right here on earth.
Mm-mm.
And for us as believers, the closest thing we're ever going to find to hell is right here on this earth. I thank God for that. I thank Him for calling me out of the darkness, a wretched sinner like me.
Amen.
I thank Him for this church.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank the Lord.
I thank Him for everybody in the church. I thank Him for being a part of the church.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
I thank Him for allowing me to serve in the church.
Yes.
And that's something that we all need to do in some way, shape, or form, because it builds connections. It builds friendships. It builds community. And I thank God for it.
Yes.
So thank Him. Thank Him for your blessings.
Yes.
Thank Him for your trials. Thank Him for the growth
that
He's doing, the work that He's doing in you. You know, a lot of times when we're stuck in that hallway of faith, you're leaving one door, and right before we go into the other one, you know, God's got to work on us. He's got to do some things in us.
Yeah.
And at the time of reflecting, at the time where we need to spend time with God and just allow Him to complete the work that He's doing.
Yeah. Amen.
The problem is that we have we're a microwave generation. We want it now. We don't have time to wait. We want it now.
Wow.
But we need to wait. When we don't wait, bad things happen.
Amen.
Saul found that out.
Amen.
He didn't wait.
Right.
So, as we celebrate our days here that God gives us, it's a gift.
Yeah. Amen.
We're to be thankful for the gift. We're to thank Him for the gift.
Amen.
We're to thank Him for the people that God puts in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even our enemies.
Yeah.
We're to be thankful because God put that person in your path for a reason.
Amen.
We're to thank Him for our trials. We're to thank Him for our difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
It's what builds our faith. Yeah. If everything went good and everything was good all the time, we wouldn't need it.
Right, right.
And if God, and if every time things got hard, we just got down on our knees and prayed, and God showed up immediately and fixed everything, we wouldn't need faith either, because we would know He would always be there.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what troubles we're going to face tomorrow. But God does, and we know that He goes before us, and we know that He works all things for good.
Amen.
So we trust in Him. We thank Him for another opportunity. We thank Him for the growth that He's doing in us.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping me to be a better husband to my wife.
Yes.
Thank you for working on me to help me to be a better father to my children.
Yeah.
Thank you, for God, for working on me to help me to be a better friend to everyone around me.
Amen.
And it's not anything that I could have done on myself, because if I could have done it, I would have done it years ago.
Right. That's a good point. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe that when we praise God and we thank God or anything, it just brightens up His face.
Yeah.
It just puts a smile on His face.
Amen.
You know, because He wants to hear from us.
Yeah.
He wants to hear from us. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of people, they only talk to God when they need something. And you know what? I was there one time too.
Yeah.
I was guilty. I bargained with Him. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
And I never held up my end of the bargain. But you know something? He always did.
Oh.
He always held up His end of the bargain.
Faithful.
So we need to praise Him.
Yes.
We need to thank Him. We need to thank Him for our difficulties. We need to thank Him for our troubles. I told the boys this morning, I said, you know, we oftentimes, we pray for wisdom, and then God presents a problem in our lives, and then we freak out when it's like, this is what you asked for. If you want wisdom, God's not just going to put wisdom in your mind. He's going to put a situation in front of you for you to learn how to do it, to gain the wisdom and knowledge to pass on to somebody else.
Right.
Amen.
But we don't see that. We ask for wisdom, and then when the opportunity presents itself and it's too much for us, we're like, why is this happening to us?
Yeah.
And God's up there looking, I gave you what you asked for.
Right.
How am I going to grow you if I don't pull you out of that mold that you're constantly stuck in? I'm never going to grow you if you're constantly, you know, stuck in this area of your life. For babies, a baby will never learn to walk as long as it holds on to the countertop.
Yeah.
In order for that child to learn to walk, it has to what? It has to let go.
Yeah.
It has to let go of whatever it's holding on to, and we have to do the same.
Mm. Mm.
We need to praise God. We need to thank Him for what He's doing in our lives. We need to thank Him for what He's doing in other people's lives. We need to praise Him continually. We will never run out of things to praise God for.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. It's too good. Wonderful.
Right.
Let's pray. Mm. Father, we thank You for Your Word.
Yes.
We thank
Lord.
You for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank You for being our God and loving us when we didn't know You or love You, Lord. And Father, we just pray that You continue to work on us. Lord, help us to remember to be thankful, to have a thankful heart in all situations. Lord, help us, give us the strength to cling tight to our faith and to trust in You, Lord, no matter what the situation looks like. And just help us in our walk with You. For it's in Jesus' name I pray and ask it. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand, church.